Inactivity fees and minimum balances, the hidden crypto card costs. In the excitement of signing up for a new crypto card, most users focus on the cash back and the metal finish. Rarely do they scroll to the bottom of the terms and conditions to find the inactivity fee. In 2026, as the ghost account problem grows, crypto card issuers are increasingly charging users for the privilege of not using their cards. The ghost account problem: with hundreds of cards on the market, many users collect cards like trading cards, often leaving small balances in multiple wallets. These forgotten balances are the primary targets for inactivity fees. Over a 12-month period, these fees can quietly wipe out a $50, $100 balance, turning a free off-ramp into an expensive mistake. How inactivity fees work. An inactivity fee is a monthly or annual charge, usually $5, $10, applied to accounts that have had no customer-initiated transactions for a set period, typically 12 months. What counts as active? Generally, activity includes a merchant purchase, an ATM withdrawal, or a crypto to fiat conversion. Simply logging into the app is often not enough to reset the inactivity clock. Some issuers like Crypto.com and Nexo have specific windows, e.g. 12 months, before the fee kicks in. Minimum balance requirements. Some premium cards require you to maintain a minimum fiat or stablecoin balance to avoid a monthly maintenance fee. If your balance drops below this threshold, e.g. 500, the issuer may charge you $5 a month. This is a common tactic used by neobanks that have added crypto features. The cost of dormant cards. How much does laziness cost? Let's look at the standard fee landscape. Note that self-custody cards typically cannot auto-debit fees from your wallet. Issuer type. Inactivity period. Monthly fee. After period. Annual lazy cost. Major CX card. 12 months. 5 VAR. 60 VAR. Prepaid card. 6 months, 250, 30 VARs, self-custody card. None, 0 VARs, 0 VARs, the dust math. If you have 5 NASDAQs of dust, leftover crypto in an account that charges a 5 NASDAQ inactivity fee, your balance will hit zero in exactly 1 month. Most issuers will not charge you into a negative balance, but they will drain the account to zero and then potentially close it. Regulatory disclosure requirements. Under the e-money directive, EMD2 in Europe, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, rules in the US, issuers must disclose these fees clearly. However, dormant account laws, escheatment, in many US states require companies to eventually hand over abandoned funds to the government. Issuers prefer to take the funds as fees rather than deal with the paperwork of state escheatment. Staking doesn't count as activity. A common myth is that the card is free if the monthly fee is $0. A card can have $0 monthly fee but still have a $5 inactivity fee. Another mistake is assuming that locked staking counts as activity. If you have $4,000 of CRO or Nexo staked but haven't used the card for a year, you may still be hit with an inactivity fee on your fiat wallet.